Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
And I had an investor, I found an investor, and he was looking for properties, and I found a property for him, and he bought it cash. And I got this fee in about 5 days. And I said, oh my God.
Best Ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the Best Ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Best Ever listeners, hello, hello. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is a show where we cut out all the fluffy stuff. We get straight to the real estate advice that moves your business forward. We've spoken to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, Jay Papasan, the author of The One Thing with Gary Keller. And today we're going to get an education in wholesaling from a extremely successful wholesale dealer in Phoenix, Arizona. How you doing, Alfonso Inkland?
Hey, yo, thank you very much for this call. And well, I'm really excited, you know, to be in this interview. Thank you very much for your call. And well, I'm here, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, let's do it, my friend. A little bit about Alfonso, and then we'll get into it. As you might be able to tell from his accent, he actually studied accounting.
Yeah.
Well, you might not be able to tell that from his accent, but here's the other part. He is from Mexico, and in Mexico, he studied accounting. He is currently a wholesaler in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's done over 300 deals since 2009. He's starting to educate in Spanish how to wholesale real estate, and he helps investors acquire safe and secure real estate investments. Non-real estate related, he used to be a rocker and musician before he got into real estate while he was living in Mexico. Perhaps we'll have to bust that out later. With that being said, Alfonso, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Again, thank you very much for this call, buddy. And I want to say hi to your best ever listeners. I'm trying just to share, you know, what I've been doing the last almost 15 years. And, you know, this is an exciting industry, real estate. I love it, man. And I've been finding a lot of things that made me struggle. And if I knew what to do, man, you know, I could do faster and better things. So to let you know, I started in 2002, you know, investing in properties. I was doing buying properties, you know, with those crazy loans, those years, remember? I was buying properties like buying candies, buying properties and then renting the properties for cash flow. But I didn't know what I was doing. I was buying properties and you know, and all the money I was getting, I was investing in properties and more properties and renting out. And I was doing what everybody was doing. You know, I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but, you know, I was into the system. Those years, you know, my wife used to be a realtor and I used to be a mortgage manager, you know, those years here in Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, in 2008, when, you know, the real estate crash came, you know, I lost everything. And so that's, I believe that's the year when I really started to learn real estate, you know, because I didn't know what I was doing before. I had experience, you know, about how to make a loan, what is the, you know, the best deals for a loan. I was into the mortgage, in the mortgage industry. And I used to be a financial advisor. I also was advising people in how to get their retirement accounts. You know, I was also going to houses and helping people, you know, to get their retirement accounts in those years. I stopped doing all that stuff in 2008. In 2009, I started in those years. I started looking, you know, to continue in the industry. I started doing, you know, these short sales, modifications, REOs, foreclosures, all that stuff. Finally, in 2009, I found out about wholesale, and I had an investor. I found an investor, and he was looking for properties, and I found a property for him, and he bought it cash, and I got this fee in about 5 days. And I said, oh, my God, this is good. So I started, you know, finding properties for cash investors. So that's why I like a lot the wholesale industry. And I've been, you know, into the fix and flip and cash flow properties, all that stuff. But I prefer wholesaling properties. I love it. You know, find properties for cash investors. And I've been doing this for the last years. And past year, I started finding properties, cheap properties for cash investors. They are looking to have cash flow. You know, they are looking for good returns. They're looking for good cap rates. At this time in Arizona right now, properties are higher in value. You know, they are not cheaper as before. We found properties here in Phoenix, Arizona before $25,000, $20,000. Too bad, too bad. We cannot find that properties in Arizona anymore, here in Phoenix. But I'm finding properties in other states where I can get a very good return from my investors. So we can start doing this. I've been building a team in other states, you know, to start working in these kind of properties. And this year, that's going to be something that I'm going to be getting into more and more. About cash flow properties and still in wholesale. I love wholesale. Also, I'm starting, you know, coaching in how to wholesale in Spanish. You know, everything does, you know, all these years, this is what I've been doing
for the last years.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for giving us the overview of that. And I've got a couple questions that are coming out of what you said. When in 2008, when you lost everything and you had to, and you said you really started to learn real estate, what was the most effective tactic that you implemented coming out of losing everything?
Well, actually, I don't know if I understood good the question, but I lost everything, buddy. I lost all the properties I had. Actually, I had to file bankruptcy in 2008. You know, I lost everything. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. So that's I didn't know what.
Yeah.
What
so when, after you lost everything,
yeah.
What's the one thing that you did afterwards that helped you make the most money?
Wholesaling.
But within wholesaling, because I get wholesaling, but within wholesaling, what was it? Were you focused on lead generation? Were you focused on a buyer's list? Were you focused on bandit signs? Did you go to a RIA? What was the one thing that you did that was really effective?
Actually, Joe, this is a very good question, because I was in those years, I was looking for properties, you know, and I didn't have enough cash buyers. So I started, you know, finding these properties, but I was kind of struggling to get it sold, the properties. So after I learned that ways in how to find more sellers, I mean, to find more buyers, cash buyers, and I started finding a relationship with buyers. And I believe that was the key in how I was more able to sell more properties, to wholesale more properties, you know, finding cash buyers and making a relationship with them.
How did you find them? What's a way you did that?
Yeah, this very interesting. You know, 90% of my list of cash buyers, which are about 700 cash buyers right now.
How many?
Yeah, 90%, 700 cash buyers I have in my list right now. And 90% of them came from Craigslist. Craigslist?
Huh.
Yeah. Actually, I was doing this kind of internet marketing. You know, I was doing this, you know, sales letter or capture pages. You know, I don't know if you're related to that.
Yeah.
Just building a page where you say, I have properties for cash buyers, you know, good properties, and different capture pages. And I was getting their emails. But for this, I was promoting this in Craigslist. So I said, in those years, you could make a link into Craigslist. So I said, you know, I have this property for sale, and this is 50% market price. And so it's like, if you like to know about this property, click in this link and subscribe to my list. And then I was getting 3-4 leads a day. You know, so was very active in that. Right now, it's different Craigslist. You know, it's different. I stopped doing that because, you know, complaints on Craigslist. But those years, I was getting a lot of cash buyers.
How are you getting your new cash buyers now, since you're not using Craigslist as much to do that?
Yes. Craigslist right now, it's kind of tough. It's not as easy as before. But there's good news. Right now, for me, the best thing to find cash buyers is Facebook. You know, and for Facebook, you can go. It's an extremely good technique. You can go to in your Facebook account, and then you can go and subscribe to groups of real estate. So you can go to a group in real estate, and you can type real estate investors in Phoenix, Arizona, in groups. And you can look for groups for where only investors are joining. So you join this group, and then what you want to do is to send an invitation to the members of that group. Are you with me, Joe?
I'm with you. I'm following you, my friend.
Yeah, this is a strong technique. And then you can, what you are looking for is to make a relationship with these cash buyers. Okay. So it's like you're getting this group, you are joining this group of real estate investors. Maybe you are in Ohio, in Florida, whatever you say, real estate investors in Florida. Okay. I'm looking for these cash buyers. They're working here in Florida. Okay. And then you join this group, you send an invitation to those members. Okay. And for this, you are not sending these kind of invitations like crazy. Your account, your Facebook account can be closed if you are sending invitations like crazy every day. What you want to do first, you send a message. Okay. You send a message and you say, hey, hi, yo, how are you? I'm Alfonso from Phoenix, Arizona. And I understand you're a real estate investor, right? And he's going to say, yes. Great. Okay. I'm a wholesaler here in Phoenix, Arizona. What, are you a cash buyer or you are a wholesaler? And when this guy is going to say, you know, I am a wholesaler and I have 10 cash buyers on my list. Okay, great. So you found a wholesaler. Until you find a cash buyer, and he's going to tell you, yes, I am a direct cash buyer. Now you have your first cash buyer, you know, and then what you want to do, I want to talk to you. What is the best phone number I can contact you? If you are okay with that, I want to know you, I want to meet you, I want to work with you. I can find properties for you. Can you give me your phone number? I can call you right now. And 100% of the time, 100% of the time, these guys are giving you the phone number. And then you say, hey, and you want to go and talk to them over the phone. You don't want to be chatting or messaging in Facebook. You don't want to do that. You want to put them on the phone and you say, hey, bro, thank you for accepting this call. I just want to know you. I just want to know your buying scenario. What is the area you're looking for? What is the price range you are looking for? What is the kind of properties you are looking for? I will find it for you. Okay. So then when you find the property, you can go with these guys and meet with them personally, face to face. And that's the way you will find a good relationship with these investors. And I'm telling to other new wholesalers, at least you need to find three cash buyers, at least three cash buyers. And what we want to do is just to meet people. And groups in Facebook are really, really, really good to find cash buyers. So that was something that was working for me when I started. You know, one of my mistakes was focusing into finding properties when I didn't have the cash buyers. You know, when I found the cash buyers, was easier for me.
With the conversations, once you have those phone conversations, I love this, by the way. I just love.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm there with you as you're doing it and just how resourceful you are in making these relationships happen and just kind of do whatever it takes type of attitude.
And
I love that. With after these conversations, how do you keep track of the people you speak to and what they want? Do you have a Word document? Do you have a notepad? Do you have a system electronically? How do you keep track of all these details for each cash buyer?
Well, actually, let me tell you, you know, you will find a lot of cash buyers. They are fake. You know, they say they have a lot of money. They have cash available. And oh my God, you will find out that they are not serious sometimes. Sometimes they are wholesalers. You know, they don't have they are not direct cash buyers and they are lying to you. So what you want to find is real cash buyers, serious cash buyers. Okay. And for these, you will find out that what they are looking for, you most of the time, because you're not going to work with, in my case, for example, I have 700 cash investors in my list, but I'm working with 50. You know, I'm working with 50, and these 50 guys are the core of my business. You know, these guys are the serious guys. They are ready to buy today. today. And I've been selling properties in 2 hours sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But that's good to know, just as far as the actual people who are making it happen versus your whole list.
Yes.
And I think that's, you'll find that with most lists that we have. But really specifically, how do you organize it? Is it in writing? Is it over just your notes on a notepad?
That's what I wanted to tell you, because if you want to have all the buying a scenario from all your list, is going to be a crazy stuff. I have an Excel sheet for all these 50 buyers, and I have who are looking for apartment complexes, who is looking for single family residences, who prefer to find two bed, two bath, and I'm putting their options, the scenario they're looking for. I have those in an Excel sheet. Most of the time, because I know them, I know these guys. I have them in my personal cell phone number. I have these guys in my memory. It's like I know when I find a property, I know who is gonna buy it. But it's working for me. An Excel sheet. That's what is working for me. To capture all the information for these guys.
Got it. All right, Alfonso, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
What happens to me, I lost a lot of money. I lost a lot of time. I struggled a lot because I didn't know what I was doing. I believe that if anybody that wants to start in real estate, or even if somebody is a pro in real estate, we must have a mentor. It's a must for me. That can be, something I can say to anybody that wants to start or to go to the next level in real estate, to find a good mentor to work with, every day, to learn and to know what to do and not what to do. It's like having someone to your side that is helping you out all the time. I believe that can be the biggest advice from me.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Oh, yeah.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016. Do you want to make your investment analysis a breeze while making it look like you spent all week working on it? Then go to getrefm.com/valuate. That's getrefm.com/valuate. This is Bruce Kirsch's company. He's the best ever guest from episode 128. The episode's titled Crash Course on Financial Modeling for Real Estate Investing. Go to his company's website. Get the software. You can try it out for free. It's a no-brainer. Getrefm.com/valuate. Alfonso, what's the best ever book you've read?
For me, the number one book I ever read is the Bible. For me, that's the best one that's giving you advice or information about your personal relationship, your personal growth, your finances, everything. For me, that's what I found out in my personal experience, that the Bible is the best book I ever read. It's still reading every day. But if you are specific in finance or specific in real estate, I can say for me, it can be Rich Dad Poor Dad from Robert Kiyosaki. I read this book for maybe 7 times already, and I've been doing masterminds and talking with other investors, reading this book, and every time I read the Rich Dad Poor Dad, I learn something new. So it's like, For finances and real estate, I like this book too much.
Best ever listeners, you can go to episode 262 and listen to my interview with Robert Kiyosaki.
Great.
Titled, Want to Do a Deal with Robert Kiyosaki? Well, then you better know the answer to this one question. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
Very, very deep. In 1998, I came from Mexico.
you know, and I in those years, I used to be a rocker musician. I was a singer musician, and I came to United States because I wanted to, you know, to succeed in music, you know, as a singer. I was to record with Sony, and oh my God, was crazy stuff those years. But when I came to Phoenix, Arizona, the third day, I had a bad car accident, a bad car accident. I almost died. And when I spent about 2 years disabled, you know, I was in very bad situation. And when I was, you know, lying on the floor because we didn't have, you know, furniture in those years, you know, we just moving in a small apartment. In that year, man, what happened to me in 1998? For me, in standing in that situation, for me, my personal experience, you know, I started reading the Bible when I was lying on the floor in that situation, almost died. That changed my mind. That changed my mind, and I was I found out I was looking for other crazy stuff and not the serious stuff. Now, what I learned from that is that Jesus Christ is your savior. That's what I found out. And when you have this in your mind, something changed inside of you. For me, it changed, and I was, you know, I remember. And let me tell you, in 1999, I was broke. I was really broke, and you know, very, very bad situation. We almost returned to Mexico because we didn't, you know, I was in that situation in a wheelchair and very bad situation. And I asked to God, I said, "Hey, Lord, you know, I can't stand more this situation. Please, please help me to learn how to, please learn, please help me to learn how to be successful in finances, to help my wife and my family, you know, to get out of these situations and to help others, to help." That's what I asked God in that year. I said, "Lord, help me to learn how to make money, to help others." And Joe, that year, that was a Monday. That was Monday. And on Friday, I got a call. Somebody called me to start doing mortgage loans. And I said, "What? What's a mortgage loan?" I didn't know what was a mortgage loan. I didn't know. I didn't understand. I didn't know. And I started, you know, learning about this, learning about mortgage loans, and I didn't close anything. But after a while, my wife and I started working together. I started getting licenses and I started doing it. And then, man, from that praying until now, I've been learning a lot of stuff. And I thank God all the time because I've been learning and I've been growing up on knowledge and experience and everything about a human being needs to know. And you know, and everything is started from a praying. That's my personal experience, Joe. You and I, we are here right now, and maybe one of your best ever listeners, you know, are right now hearing this, may understand what is the power of pray. For me, the power of pray brings me a lot in all these years, this situation that you and I, we are here connected.
I love it. I love that approach. And I'd say also the part where you said, "Help me learn how to make money for others," that reminds me of a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. He says, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Mm. And I think when you tie that back, I mean, it's clear that that's also what helps set you on your path where you're at now.
Yes.
Best ever deal you've done?
Oh, the best deal. Actually, you know, I have a special memory for my first deal. that was crazy. I was super excited. This property was in foreclosure from the owner. She called me and she said, "You know, I want to sell this property, you know, and I want to get rid of this property. You know, I'm losing and I don't want to have a foreclosure in my credit." So at that time, Joe, I didn't know what to do. And that year, what I did, I went to a title company and I told to the escrow officer, you know, I have this deal and I don't know what to do. What can I do? And she told me, oh, make a quick claim deed and then you're going to be the owner. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh my God. So I went with the homeowner and she signed a quick claim deed to me. And by the way, I do not recommend to make a quick claim deed. Okay. So there's a better way to do it. But that's what I did in my first deal. And then I just painted this property and then I sell it and I made $32,000. That was my first wholesale deal. And I believe that's the best deal I ever done. You know, I have a very good memories on that.
And well, yeah, with the profit, especially.
Yeah.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Biggest mistake? I've done thousands of mistakes in this business, Joe. But I believe that the biggest mistake has been not finding advice when I started. You know, I was doing what everybody was doing those years, and actually, I was doing that negative cash flow. I was, for example, paying $1,000 in the mortgage, and the rent in the area was about $800, $900, the rental average. And I was paying $100 to the mortgage from my pocket. So I believe that was crazy. That was stupid. I didn't know what I was doing. I believe that was one of my biggest mistakes. I was expecting to properties, you know, rise in price. I was suspecting those years. I was suspecting to have the prices of California. Everybody was saying that, you know, we are going to have the prices of California someday. So this is the time to buy properties. Even if you are paying a negative cash flow, get the property. And that's what I was doing. I believe that was stupid. That was nonsense. So
don't buy based on appreciation.
Yeah, man. Right. That's what I learned. And well, I believe that was a huge, huge mistake those years. But those years, I didn't have the advice. You know, I didn't find a mentor, and I didn't look for that. And I believe that was the biggest mistake, I believe.
And what's the best ever place the listeners can reach you?
The best place? Well, you know, you can type my name in Google. You can go to Google. You can type Alfonso, Alfonso, Alfonso Inclan, Inclan, and then you will find a lot of websites and, you know, social media. I'm very active, you know, on internet marketing. And you can also type alfonsoinclan.com, and we can get connected on that also. Actually, let me tell you, Joe, also, I have a Spanish site. Maybe one of your best ever listeners is in Spanish. I have this just for real estate in Spanish. This is inversionistamaximo.com. So it's like that's specifically in Spanish.
Awesome. Yeah, and best ever listeners, I'll have that link for you in the show notes page so you can check it out. And really quick, can you tell us in your musical singing voice, where is the best place to have lunch in Phoenix?
You say in my musical experience?
Yeah, sing it. No, can you sing it? Sing it in Spanish? The best place to sing a song or something in Spanish really quick.
I can say, you know, el final se acerca ya, lo esperaré serenamente. I was a romantic singer. So it's like I was singing something like that.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Anytime someone tells me they're a singer, I always try and bring that out. And as soon as you started singing, I started swaying back and forth. I love that.
Really?
Alfonso, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your advice with best ever listeners and talking about how to build a cash buyers list from Facebook and the messaging strategy that you employ. It can certainly help others who are in your situation building a cash buyers list to continue, since you said the Craigslist thing isn't as effective now. So thank you for sharing that. That's one of the main takeaways I got, as well as just your own personal story in coming here from Mexico in 1998 and, and how you wanted to be a musician, didn't work out, had a bad car accident, and then recovered and made things happen by helping help others make money. So thanks so much for being on the show, sharing your advice with the best ever listeners, and adios, my friend. Hope you have the best ever day.
Muchas gracias, señor. God bless. Thank you.
Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016. Do you want to make your investment analysis a breeze while making it look like you spent all week working on it? Then go to getrefm.com/valuate. That's getrefm.com/valuate. This is Bruce Kirsch's company. He's the best ever guest from episode 128. The episode's titled Crash Course on Financial Modeling for Real Estate Investing. Go to his company's website. Get the software. You can try it out for free. It's a no-brainer. Getrefm.com/valuate.